Which one?
Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. Past few days, I had the Gewaldige Schier. I was Gewald Odor in Lezhensk with Rabbi Meilich, and there we went to all the Kivri Tzadikim, Kedusha Elyon. We were in Chveis, we were in Rimniv, we were in Dinev by the Bnei Soscher, we were in Lanzos by the Rapshitzer, they went to Katsk, to Lublin, to the Chayze. We were all the Gedolim today. We were in Vurkia, we were in Chveis in Ger, by the Yortzai, the Kedusha Rim, Chav Gimel. And then we were in Koznitz and Varsha. Oh, I'm an old tzaddikim. And I'm a person, I'm a teva, it's a matter of taste. I get really mis'ir. One of the chaverim ha-makshivim asked me, you know, if a person who learns the Torah and you know, knows who's who and what's what, it's an awesome experience. I ain't get a person who doesn't know between the Vurk and the Kutzker and the, it's all one big challenge. It's very hard. He wants to know, what is so special about particular the Talmidei Hashem, Talmidei Melech, right? What's so, and hundreds of years after they passed away, he still draws thousands, tens of thousands of people to come from Me'ever LaYam to be Mishnateach on the Kever, and at your side after this past history. Mahadil Elof Havdolos, you never see, if you ever go to America, the place called Mount Vernon, that's where George Washington is buried. You could not expect 100,000 people to come to Mount Vernon and to Vein Zechoyz, you know. It's some distant, remote, aloof, historical figure somewhere in the past. Doesn't speak to, and you see by Tzaddikim, the Inyan of Zari B'chayim, and he wanted to relate, how do you understand this? So, there's 100 answers I could give. I want to just relate it to this week, is Shabbos, Parshas HaChodesh. It's something at the end. Parshas HaChodesh, in the Yotzer, we say the words, Hine Yomim Mevurochim Boy. We're starting off now with Kufa of Gibench the Tag, Mamish Darhoibin, lofty, exalted, blessed days. In fact, I said many times in the past, we say in Agodah Shel Pesach, Chayti Onu Me Avdus L'Cheirus, Me Yogin L'Simcha, Me Evel L'Yontif, Me Afeilo L'Oira, Umi Shiba L'Gula. And you take the words, L'Cheirus, L'Simcha, L'Yontif, L'Argodl, L'Gula. You have the Gimatria of Yismucho Shemayim V'Sogel Oretz, which is the Shiru Shemavaya of the month of Nisan. In other words, Chodesh Nisan are days of bracha, days of simcha. In fact, you take the word Nisan with a nun rapsi, it's gematria simcha. Yes, Lord. Whatever. I'm not going to drive you crazy. We know Bria Sa'ulam was Gevaldik Simcha, and then later was Akamas Amishkan, and Chazal Selas in the Gemara says in Megillah, Oyzi Ayoim was Simcha of Nakam Sparachu, Kiyoim Shadiv Shemayim Va'oreth, and Mamish Gevaldik Simchus. And it's connected to Rish Chodesh Gimacha, or Sadikim Yisamach. And Bechal, where did the Simcha come from? Simcha is Gimacha or Oyelam. As we'll discuss. In other words, what does it mean? Simcha is when you attach yourself to something which is a Nitzchi, which is an Oyelam, from that comes Simcha. So I see point number one is Nisin, Chodesh HaGeula, is connected to Simcha. You don't have to be a mystic, a genius, a rocket scientist to figure out, number two, that Nisin, B'nisin, Nigalo, Misnas, Sidim, Ligol, is connected to Geula. Therefore, the words, Yisbuch HaShemayim V'Sagloretz, Gimatria, Kol Doidi, Medalleg Alahor, Mekafetz Alagvus. And everyone knows that. Nisin Benun Rapsi is also Gimatria, David Melch Zor Chai V'Kayam, and Achoyj Zolchem is Shiech Ben David, and Rishon Olachem is Gimatria of the Yishalayim, and Kol Doidi Hinei Zabba is the Rashi Tevis from Rishon Olachem, etc., etc., etc. So the Pasuk, Shemeres Chodesh Aviv, Hey, Aleph, Beis, Yud, Beis, B'miluay, is Gimatria, Bekabetz nitche ame Yisrael ha'oviv is lutrikun adir hu yivda beisle bekarev etc. I give you hundreds of gematria. Ain't coming. Therefore, just by the way, der agav, who was the makriv b'yom rishon? Who brought his korban or his chodesh nisan b'akamas hamishkan? The pasuk says vayhi a makriv b'yom rishon is korbanoi. By the way, korbanoi is gematria Mashiach. Nachshon ben Aminadav l'mate Yehuda, which is b'diyuk to gematria, the pasuk rishon letzion hinei nom l'yishalayim mevaser eti, as the Gemara brings at the beginning of Pesach. In other words, b'kitzer, the idea of not only Pesach and Nisan, but Rish Chodesh Nisan, which is Rish Chodesh v'geula, and all geula, is connected to redemption, to Mashiach. Reb Tzaddik says, I'll be by the cave of Reb Tzaddik in Lublin, buried next to the Leib Leger. And the tzaddik says in a few places, in Machshavas Chorutz, in Sisi Laila, that the inyan of Rosh Chodesh is really not a Yom Tov b'zman hazeh. Rosh Chodesh is tapping into the air of the future. Right? Asher al kisei tamarizik avot in Sisi Laila, therefore, how do you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? B'diluk. The way to attach yourself, interesting Rambam is, to attach yourself to the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is jumping. You're jumping outside of the present. Because if the present is Yom Tov. By the way, the Rechagim of the Mashiach says, who are the people who taka the Mechaviv Rosh Chodesh, they don't do Malach on Rosh Chodesh? No, why? I've said many times, Mashiach always says, men are Moichim. At the same, you have three matzahs. Matzah is connected Chacham Bina Das. You have four cups, which is the three of us. That's men. You have four cups of wine, Kineged, the four Imohis. Because wine doesn't make you sharper, right? But Noshim are B'nei Hergish Ninu, it gives you Nichtas Yayin Yotasod, it gives you deeper insight, which is not academic, cerebral, rational, it's a feeling. Emotion. And women are able to attach, to connect themselves to that sod, which will be Nizgala by Mashiach. Therefore, for women, Rosh Chodesh is not a yontif. It's a yontif, Mashiach in men. Mashiach in the Osir Lovi, the Pasuk says, V'hoyim yidei Chodesh, V'chodshoyim yidei Shabbos, B'Shabbatoy, the mile of Rosh Chodesh will be even higher than Shabbos. Just take the Svarim Akhtif, whatever that means. Because Klal Yisrael is doima to Levana, Malchus Beis Dovid is compared to Levana, that was the Simen, Dovid Melch Yisrael Chayim, the Kayim, the Chul, as we discussed countless times. So I see two Nikudas, B'chatchila. Nisan is a month of Simcha, and Nisan is a month of Geula. Nisan is also a month of Yeshuas, people need Bona Chayim, whatever one needs, B'kach Beis Brochnes. In fact, there's a vort, the Behushta Rebbe once said, everyone knows his Zayda, the Holy Rishoner, once a famous Pshat. We say in Davening Am Neroyim, Ki Ato Solchon the Yisrael, Umachlon the Shifti Yeshurun, it should have said, Ki Ato Sileach Umachlon, but Solchon Machlon, that the Gemara says, Kizira Chamer Sinacho, Revit, if you put a long nun at the end of a word, it means it's tzmidius, it's constant, it's permanent, it's all the time. Right? A one-off, you have to help him. If the guy every day breaks down, right, you don't got to fix his time. Okay? That's the langen nun. So we say that Abish is not only a seleachun meichul, he's salchon li Yisrael, he's machlon over and over and over again. That's why it's called Nisan. Nisan is Bilosh Nes. Granted, the Gemara says in Brachas, Haroya Chananya, Chanina, Yoichanan, Becholim, Nisan, Nisan, Nasol. It says Rashi, because there's two Nunan, it's the Chariah, the Nisan, Nisan. The Nes of Chag HaPesach is not just there was thousands of years ago. It's just Mitzrayim and Asura Machias. It's Nisan with a Nun at the end, said the Bush Rebbe. It's constant. And every school child knows that the Seder Chayiv Odom literally says Atzmoi Kiilu Hu Ato Yotam Mitzray. It's constant, it's here and now. Asher Alkein, there's a famous in the Piyut. We say for those who say Piyutim on Shabbos Parshas Achuidish Achuidish Asher Yeshua is Boy Makifis, and all the tzaddikim is like across the board. I say this every year, right? What that Yeshua's Makifis? Not only you're enveloped and surrounded with Yeshuas, with Hashem's salvation. Makifas said the Torah's Chaim of Kosov, and says Reb Herschel Rimnever, and says the Rabbi Rashab of Lubavitch, and says the Marid Bibels B'Shem, the Abdera of the Ev Yisrael. Everybody said this word. It's like the Yismach Yisrael brings the B'Shem the Vurka. We'll buy his favorite this week, right? Milosh Nachen V'ni Makif. On the month of Nisan, the Yeshuas which the Eibishter provides called Yisrael, whether you're Zeicha, you're not Zeicha, Sekumtir, Sekumtir Nish, you're worthy or unworthy, the Eibishter gives you Yeshuas extending credit. Shtel Zuch Tashayla, why Dafke in Nisan is a Chodesh, which is a Besugel, that the Eibishter extends credit to bring Yeshuas for called Yisrael, whether or not we're Zeicha. Extend credit. Why not every month? Why Dafka? What's the connection to Dafka to this? The pashtus, the answer is, because that the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was gebuyt b'tziachas, the Omi Mitzrayim, Tavnus, the Lekim al Arzeh, as Rashi explains, Moshe asked, what's chus the Eden have, the Aryan of the Aryan Mitzrayim, in this chus that 3 months later, they're going to come to Dark Sinai. That's a pashtus. Ober, the Shrag of the Meir, the Rav Lukman's brother, he asks, Amir Dechash, he says, Neile, you're in Mitzrayim, and you haven't been given Torah and Mitzvahs, you're not commanded, you're not obligated. So you could say, with that which I'll do later, I'll pay them off, I'll repay what I'm extending the credit, Lechatchil. Umash Enkin, after Kabbalah Satayra, is Chol Yoyma V'Yoyma Ovid Avid, every day of a new birth. I have to learn Torah every spare second of my day to day. I have to say Kriyash my morning and evening for today. So how could what I do today repay the Eibishter for the, when he's makif Yeshua is from yesterday? You hear the kasha? The Chayin Zay said he always was bothered. The famous story, I've said the story in the past. Wait. The Rebbe of Antonia was once critically ill and he had to go to Krakow for an operation. And his brother, the Sabbat Kaddisha of Vizhnitz, met him at the train station and he asked for a bracha. And the Havas Yisrael told him, we say in the piyut, in Shleishas Midas, in the Slichas, we say, Midas HaRachamim Aleinu Hizgalguli, right? Uva'ad Ameich Rachamim Shali. Shali Miloshin again, Shali, to borrow. Even if a person doesn't have the Schusim at present, the Eibishter could give him on credit, on loan. Rachamim Shali. Famous title from the Rav Melech. When he told his son, the famous story, I said this 100 times, Sha'alavich, the Borginatata. I'm all of you at the moment, Borg, borrow, credit, Abish. So, and he, Baruch Hashem, passed the operation, they lived another 28 years. Shtel Zach the Shaila also, how is Rachman Shalvi, if you're not Zaycha at the moment, what could you do? So the Shagamir answers Lefi Darka, his Mahalach is, Seyoyis that the Avoid of Nisin is the Avoid of Chuv. From the region. Zois is gematria, as everyone knows, called Soy Mummy. Right? So it's Avoida of Tishrei, which is called Soy Mummy, Tfila Tshuva Tzok. Really applies equally to Nisin, nor Vos. In Tishrei, it's Mitzad Yira. On Nisin, it's Mitzad Havo, the famous word of Sadikim, that when you throw away your Averis from the Tshuva Miyira, you pick it up back by Mayim Shalonu, by four base. How can you do it? Since the Gemara says in Yuma that Shuvah Mahavo is doing his Nasaloik is Zochius, so the Mafreya, every cheeseburger ate in McDonald's now becomes, as the Chuzayfer says, like in Kochim, in Yushalayim with Niman Azor, right? Asher Al Kain, that's how you pay the Abishter back. That's a very nice Mahalach. But I want to say a different Mahalach, just slightly different, not my own, I've never had an original thought in my life, but just based on Yesoidus of Sorum, right? Which the Fizel will understand why Taki in this in the Abish of Yeshua is about you get credit for the future. I'll shame the future. And why the month of Nisan is a month of both Simcha and a month of Geula, and you'll understand why Simcha is the Gimachia or Oilam, something which is permanent and constant. Behet. Let me just ask you a few questions. These are my own questions. And if Schlesinger brings it into safe, I just got part of this. So it's like, this Shabbos, let me just three, four questions. This Shabbos is called Shabbos HaChodesh. Al Shem, why is it called Parshas HaChodesh? Because the lady starts HaChodesh HaLechem Rosh Chodesh. Can I ask you a simple close kasha? It's not my kasha. The Psalmic asks this kasha in Pritzat. Hello? If I read the Toichen of the Kriyas, the Maftir, and this week's Pasha, is it all about mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? Or that's one line. Would you jump? The whole basic motif, the theme of the Maftir is what? Karan Pesach. So why I'll shame the first opening pasuk, right? The Pasha is not called, we don't call it Shabbos Kisiso, we call it Shabbos Shkol, because the Ikur, the mitzvah, is the Shkol. Here the Ikur mitzvah is what? Karan Pesach. So Rav Tzadik is already in Meir, so why by Kal Yisrael it's called Pashas HaChodesh? On number two, the psikta on the pasuk HaChodesh Lechem brings various mishalim from Tanoim, and all of which shows that the Eibishter through HaChodesh Lechem gives us refuahs and yeshuahs and brachas and everything that we need. Then there's a maimer of Yeshua ben Levi. It's a mashal, the melech, shahoyoloi, or a loygin. He had some kind of clock, some kind of timepiece, klimer reshos, some kind of so whatever, I have no idea. I'm not an archaeologist. Whatever they had, something to track time. Kivan she'amar benoi maser layis ari legacy. Once his son reached maturity, he bequeathed him a legacy of this timepiece. What in the world is Rabbi Shmuel? What is going to do? Number three, a central theme. We've discussed this in the past countless times. A central theme in Chag HaPesach, V'chacha toichu lo'isoi, Mastechem kagurim, Nalechem beragleichem, Nalechem b'yadeichem, V'achaltem oisem b'chipoz v'im Pesachu l'Hashem. Central theme in Pesach is eaten how? B'chipoz. Over and over again, the fact that Yetzias Mitzrayim took place with great haste, it seems to be very central. If I'm not mistaken, that's why it's called Pesach. Al Shem Adil. That's why you eat matzah, which is, you have to be a genius. The shells of the Shaila, is Chipazin a good thing or a bad thing? Whether it's Chipazin the Shechinah, Chipazin the Mitzrayim, Chipazin. Up at the end of the day, the Pasuk Denovi in Yeshaya says Mashiach would come. The Gula Shleim, the Kiloi B'chipos in Teitzayu. Uvimnusa Loi Teilechum. Faket, Chipos in Luchura seems to be what? Chsor. And here we're underlying, we're underscoring the power of Pesach. Everything is Givaldi Chipos. Right? And this is also not an original Kash. Shalom HaKadosh asked this Kash. If the ultimate goal is kiloy b'chipos, and they tell you, why does the Torah underline over and over again by Mitzrayim, which is Mitzrayim b'chipos? And you see, Chazal tell us that it's not just a philosophical word. Chuitvin is a matzah, b'leil Pesach from the Tinoikus. What does it mean? So one of the Pshatim that Rashbam says, you hurry up the Seder. The Seder is done b'chipos. Right, it's chuitvin as a matzah. By Yidden, to be chuitiv, to chap, is a derech of a zoil of a zoil. You don't see elchin chap. And here it's chuitvin as a matzah, it's b'chipozin v'chul v'chul. Okay. The Chlal has said many times, the inyan of Parshas HaChuidish, as the Sefurno famously says, an eved has no time. An eved is meshubed l'rabbi, not only physically, but tzait is nishken tzait. That's why women, avodim, are peturis and mitzvah seishas mangrub. Time is no relevance, right? The pshat is, as the Sforim HaKadoshim bring in the Mefarshim, the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim will become Avdei Hashem v'Avdei Paroi, is to give time back in our own hands. We become balabatim over time. When does this start, Derech Agav? Although Nisan is Roshana l'Regolim, but really, it starts. Regolim starts when not on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but on Tezvav, Nervos. Rosh Chodesh is always koil all the inyanim of a month. So really, spiritually, the nekuda of the chipozin of Mitzrayim, this ha'ora begins when from Rosh Chodesh. You understand the by tzaddikim b'chlal. There's a principle that even the Shalom HaKadosh speaks about Rav Mifano. A havamin of Chazal also you have to understand. If in the Haggadah we say Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, there's Ein Sof Pirushim is why Taka does a Svara Yochel. Is a Charaida from Rosh Chodesh alain? Look, some people don't say Tachlin this month. Shitzer v'Shitzer. Havamin of the Gemara. Many rights, right? Huh? It's not Havamina. Akitsu Namasa, you hear what I'm saying? Hello. So, Yochum, because Pshat is the Inyonim of Chag HaPesach, it's called Gufa Rosh Basar Rosh. Also, starts already from what? So, to understand this, what is the Inyon of Rosh Chodesh, this Inyon of time given to us? And how is this so central to the Yomtiv motif, this is the theme of the Yomtiv of Pesach? Let me ask you a kasha. Again, this is a kasha which appears in the first tikkul in Pachad Yitzchok from Rav Hutner. Moiridik a kasha. Everyone knows the pasuk says, "Shvishamartem es hamatzu." You have to guard the matzo lest it rise; it becomes leaven, right? Kibetzem ayemazeh says, "Say Chazal, Rabbi Yosha Eimer, alti yekoyre es hamatzu is ella hamitz." Right? Kederech she'ein, listen to Chazal. Kederech she'ein machmitzin es ha-matzah, kachein machmitzin es ha-mitzvah. Ela, mitzvah bo v'yotcha, asei es ha-biyak. Do it immediately. Have zrizus, alacrity in doing a mitzvah. That's Chazal. You understand this, Chazal? Hello, Earth. Ask Rav Hutner a brilliant kasha. What do you mean? doing kishem, that you're not machbis to matzah, kach, you're not machbis to mitzvah. There's a world of a difference between being machmis to matzah and being machmis to mitzvah l'chura. If I have matzah, I'm baking matzah, and I let it go past the shear of 18 minutes, pshat is I don't have a mechudr tikka matzah. Seltmir in chleitish watan. I've chomet al chayiv korus. Is that a incomplete, not mechudr tikka matzah? You chayiv korus, off with your head. Right? And if I don't do a mitzvah bezrizus, a mach mitzvah mitzvah. I could daven vasikin this morning, but I rolled out of bed at 8 o'clock. I went to mikvah for a half hour, I had a coffee with a friend, I made two real estate deals, and I rolled in, and I ended up, I said Kriya Shema before Sof Zman Kriya Shema. Yes, hello? Yeah? And I davened before Sof Zman Tefillah. Are you going to compare that to eating chometz? If a machmis de matzos, I now chefts of mitzvah, v'adarabu. If a machmis the other mitzvahs in the Torah, svelt mechur, I would have said, svelt mir in the hidur, in the whatever, I'm not vosik v'chosid, or you know, I have done the mitzvah, I ask a raven, any raven town, will tell you, you're into the mitzvah kriyishma, you're into the mitzvah tefillah. What's the kishem? It's totally dissimilar. What's the comparison? What's the tzugla? Hello? Beautiful kasha. Rav Hutner Kedarko is always based on morale, so he brings the morale in Gur Aryeh. This is a sweet in Yiddishkeit. Everything ruchni is be'etzem l'mayla min hazman. And the lashon amaral, ha'inyonim asichli and pulosim shaloi b'zman. They're not tachasman, right? They're above time. They're above time. And the fees that Rav Hutner answers are moed as a kasha. We have to hold cup here. It's a very tifray Kedarko. It's very deep, profound. Shleim HaMelech the Chacham Mikol Adam says in Mishle Capital Vav, tells the person Lech El Nemola Otzel Urei Drachea Dechakim. Go to a ant, sluggard, you lazy schlepper, you procrastinator person. Look in the ways of an ant, and you will grow wise. Right? Where did Shlomo HaMelech, the wise man, where did he get such an interesting idea? There's actually a pasuk in Iyuv, in Kapitel Lamedei, Milafeinu mi behemus orts. One can learn from the animal kingdom. Based on this, the Gemara says, in Erev in Davkuf Amadeis, many in Yonim of Musar and Derech Eretz, l'churi, you can learn from the behavior of animals. Right? Just like Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Lech Eif, go to an ant. Lemarbis hapella. If you learn the next line in the Gemara, the Gemara says, "Omer Abiyich." Listen, Omer Abiyich. Il mole linit the Torah. As the Torah has Hashem not been given, hayinu lemeidim sneers bichasul. We've learned modesty from a cat. The gezel minamola, and based on another pasuk in Mishlei, I would have learned the prohibition of theft from a aunt. Hello, you with me? Stells the obvious, glaring klotzkash in front of the oigen. Shlomo HaMelech says, what is the lesson I learned from an ant? Sneezes. Also, look at an ant, it's always industrious, always moving, always going. So why does the Gemara say, or why does the Bechon say, what I learned from an ant is the Isra of Gezel? I learned from an ant to alacrity, zrizus, to be alive, not to be a schlepper, for schloff and a berry. You with me? Number one. Number two, says Rav Hutner, what did Chazal say in Erevin? This is the key to the answer, actually. The kasha of the answer. Il mole loy nitna Torah, if the Torah would not have been given, I would learn gazelle from an ant. But I got news for you. We have the Yontif Koshvut. Hey, since the Torah was given. We have cheese buntas. Is the Charai the Torah was given, yeah? If the Torah was given, do I have to learn gloy sigzel from an ant, or I learn gloy sigzel from a public Torah? Hello? So I don't, at the end of the day, I'm not learning tzniyas from a chasul, and I'm not learning gezel from the mom, I'm learning it from Torah. Why should I learn from an animal when I can learn from Piyakonish Boruch? Over the fact that elsewhere Shlomo HaMelech says, Leich Eitzel Nemova also, is that even after Matan Torah, there's a level of zrizus that I can still learn from the end. which I don't begin to know. What does it mean? Huh? Is the charaya the very teeth of words? There are two dinim in Zeriz. I've discussed the habit of Zeriz many times. Right? There's one gather of Zeriz. Why is the person Zoris? What motivates a person to be on the ball, first possible moment? The pashtus, teva b'nei odom, is something you have a passionate, fiery cheshik for. You want to do it as fast as possible. Whether this is begashmias or labaruchnitz, whether it's by a yid or lahadul by a goy, teva b'nei odom is you want to chap that which is important to you. In other words, the Rafutin is lashon is kimidus hazrizus hu mehirus hatnua shel kichas hanefesh kichas haguf hanoledes machmas halachas zehatchak sharotzin doichi kichas kichas alo. It's a person's desire, his passion, which stoops him to do the action at the earliest possible moment. That luchuris mizus, and luchuris is no different between gashmis and ruchnis, kedusha, whatever. The etzem is tif, asach tifer. The Gemara says, "Kol omel adam lefiu v'gam nefesh leitimoli." A person in yonim ruchni, a person is never satiated. He's never satisfied. He wants more and more and more. Says them, why is that? There comes a point in gashmius, you can only have 3 meals a day, you got 5 meals a day and 3 snacks and 2 coffee breaks. But there comes a point in the day that, you know, just, kenishman. Most gashmius, except for COVID maybe. COVID, whatever. COVID guilt maybe. But in normal gashmius, there comes a point where you just, hello? People have houses. They have. I know a guy in where I come from in Long Island has 23 bathrooms. They have a fleshig bathroom, a milchig bathroom, a part of a bathroom, a paste of a bathroom. Oh, but there comes a point where vivel ashir gashmi. Oh, but in ruchnius nefesh, like the neshama is never full. Why says the medrash? Marshal l'madavatimil iruini shenosa bas melachim. A cosmopolitan, sophisticated city man marries a
princess.
A princess. The Myovila, whatever he brings to satisfy the princess, it has no value. It's not a bad eyelash. Loma, she's a princess. Kacha nefesh, ilu haveisla kol madoni oilam enu klumo. Loma, shehi min helgei. The neshama comes from the Eibishter. The neshama is ruchni. The neshama is a chelik, kami ma'al bimach. How could you satisfy anything in this world could satisfy the neshama? Now, let's go deeper. When the I've said this many, many times to you. When the Eibishter created the world, which actually happened today, is the 25th of Adar. I got the date right. Yeah, I'm submission. Yeah, what happened on the 25th of Adar?
According to
Halacha, he said Kiddush Brichos Hacham a few years ago. No. Oh, so that's what you passed the Halacha. You made a brach with your mouth. Yeah. So this is the day that Bereishis borrowed the Kiddush reference. What is the first thing the Eibishter created when he created heaven and earth? No. Oh, bingo. I've said many times, time. The Vilna Gaon writes in the Siddur, when you say Maisei Bereishis, you mean everything else that was created in the six or seven days of creation. When you say Bereishis Nami, it's a very funny. Doesn't say Vayhi Leirayim or Lekim Yehi. Because that was the beginning of time. Time is the keli that everything else enters into. If you don't have time, you don't have a vilt. If you learn Einstein's, take the idiot's book to Einstein, you realize if you don't have time, you don't have mokum either. That's the theory of relativity. It's enough for me to know. Hello? You got my drift? Anyone with me? Hello? So Bereishis means the first thing that Eibishter created was a Musig Nisman. And when you say the bracha every morning, Baruch Oise Bereishis, you have in mind that the Eibishter created a mustikul zman. Fashteitzach zman is much more adin, it's much more edel, it cannot be touched with any of the five senses, right? But zman is the beginning of tzimtzum, the beginning of bria, the beginning of Bereishis Baruch Likim Mizas Adin. Zman, as we discussed, is higher than Mokim. You see a riot from Pigel. But the end of the day, we all know, the beginning of creation was what? The beginning. If you don't have Zman, you don't have a racist. So the first thing the Eibishter created was man. And in that man, you have a first day, a second day, you have all the whole Bria. Kani Reim and Beit Tekinim is all created when you have the Yisoid of Zman. Hello? Oy bazoi kum toys a moyle dige vort. The neshama is not satiated from anything in this world. And the beginning of this world is beginning of what? Zman. So what does Zrizus mean? Not Zrizus, which is equal to a Yidin Agoi, or Elam HaGashmius and Ruchnius, but a Toiridik, a Hecher Zrizus, right? I don't want to offend anybody. Zrizus is not Pshat. I'm very in favor of punctuality. You know, I go crazy. I live in a Haredi world where everything is 5 hours. Every chuppah is 20 hours late, and they waste time. In the middle of the night, you got to sit up till 3 o'clock in the morning, and you waste hours with chuppahs and people draining a cup. Kfel. A lot of people should be like Gerich Sidin or Yek is like real punctual. But then when he came in, you could put your clock when it was time. Everything, every minute was Eisgerecht. I once told the story that Miriam was at a meeting of Rabbonim in Lodz of Azmurim to build a mikvah, Gantamaisa. And they had a break, an hour and a half for lunch. In that break, the Emre Emes, every second was tired. He once gave his watch because it was 20 seconds, losing 20 seconds a year or something. He went to 6 brisin and 1 pidyon abin. Hello? You ever see Ger? Right? In each one, he said the chayim. He said the Dvar Torah, and he gave a shrayim. And he was the first Rebbe back to the meeting. An hour after the second session starts in the afternoon, another Rebbe schleps in. So he says to him, the Rambis was like, Vus bisgiven, Ich gewin l'ma'la min azman. So the Rambis said, there's no such thing as l'ma'la min azman. Dizman and l'ma'ta min azman. Such a tifuva. I could go on and up, the Rambis is shmir zman. Hello? Punctuality is a very good trait. But punctuality could be a chmeisen shwat. It could be a goy, it could be a punctual. Right? And it could be a zoriz. Zoriz means you want to be on time. Let me give you a mushroom out of it. A person knows I'm a shulchan aruchit, right? I'm a shulchan aruchit b'tashet, right? So no, I have to say Kriya Shema before Zman, so Zman Kriya Shema. So Zman Kriya Shema is 9:37, let me look at one day, right? I set my alarm clock for 9 o'clock, which gives me the time to take a shower, go to the mikvah, do whatever I do, and I'll be able to say brachas and brachas atoyed and Kriya Shema by... I know that Kriya Shema takes me 2.5 minutes. I say, oh, can I make sure to set my alarm clock that I am... Are you a Zoriz? Yes! Oh, he's from us. Hello. You're not a sheikh. You're saying Zman. You're saying Krishma. You're davening Bizman, though. No rabbi will say you're whatever. That's not the middle of this. That's not your Meshubit Lizman. That means you're Meshubit to Ilam Hazet. No, you don't want to roast and toast for all of eternity. So you make sure to set your alarm clock that you'd say Krishma. But who are you? Where is your Mahus? Your tachas azman, your tachas ilum hazit. Real Jesus is prat. I have a nesham, and my nesham is on fire with love, with avos Hashem and yidos Hashem, and I want to be. So I can't sleep at night because I know I got to say Kriya Shema in the morning. So not that I set my alarm clock for the last possible moment that I could. I can't get up vasikin whatever, and I'm full, and I say it earlier. It's a totally different. And if a person does Shulchan Aruch, hello, he's not over Mefurish, he's Yotzeda, the basic halacha, but he's lacking this quest, this yearning, this striving for something Hechers, right? He's putting him in, I have no time to, one day I'll take you a whole pilpul, that Zrizus is not Pshat, it's an external, peripheral trend, what's the word? It's like a Hidur Mitzvah, which is outside the Etzah Mitzvah. Zrizus becomes an Afkaminus La'alocha, the whole Sefer on the subject, actually. It becomes a Chelik from the Etzah Mitzvah. And if a person does the Mitzvah without this Maila of Zrizus, does Zrizus help you, as the Pachad Yitzchak Rav Hutner puts it? It's not that it's felt in Hidur Mitzvah, something peripheral, tangential to the Mitzvah. He's putting him in the Etzah Mitzvah. His Mitzvah becomes a Gashmistik, a Chumristik. The vort is just, by the way, parenthetically, you can have two type of yidin. One is scrupulous and meticulous in every siman if it's cut in shulchan aruch. Aber he's a veltish person in this world. You want to know why tzaddikim are able? I was going back to the original question I posed: whether able to have ashpa 230 years after they passed away from this world, because they're lemaila min azman. How are they lemaila min azman? Because they're dovak in something lemaila from this world. And therefore, Simcha is Gimatria or Oilam, which is also Gimatria, by the way, Zahra Bachai. Two people doing the same mitzvah. The chitzoiniestik, a superficial person, which unfortunately in our generation is full of them, computer shagro, that the generation is a shitchiniestik generation, or as the Baal Shem Tov said, sheker becomes chen, hevel, because he can't see the difference between this fellow, the rabbi is very frum, bar mitzvah toyer, and another person who's totally in a different world than Olam Haba. When you say Klal Yisrael is a nitzchi, so Prat is going to live forever, it's going to last, that's one shot. Yes, that's true. But Nitzchi means liyoyim shekulei oruch v'toiv. It means kuler. The avar, the hoive, and the osid is one. You transcend the level of the boundaries, the parameters of time, whereby you, the past, the present, and the future is all one. Hello? That you shouldn't be over in Zman Kriyashma, I don't need to learn from an ant. That I could learn from what? Shukrach. Tayr was given. What do I learn from an ant? So that means the Chazal, it's a medrash. Lech Eitzel Memola says Reva Hakeim Asher Ein Lo Kotzin Shoyter Moishel Tochin Bakayitz Lachma Ogra Bakatir Machol. It gathers together in the spring, in the summer, all of its food. How much does an ant eat on the mol? A chita and a half. Chazal say, how long does it live? 6 months. It doesn't have a spine. It doesn't whatever. It lives. It has no gizem v'atzom. It lives 6 months. Says Chazal, with the lotion, on Rashi by Yechoi, my sahoyu motzu beboy shelo sholish meyos kur, masha machneses ben akayis lachoyif. It amassed in a mola 300 kuris hagivat. All it has to eat is sachako one chita and a half, and at 300 kur, that's a billion times more. Is a charaya, it's oiger, it prepares, what is the word in English? It stores, right? For the future, a future which it will never see. Shtels of the shayla loma osa Hashem kocho, to give in the teva of an amolo, to store for them. Is Chazal say, this is what we learn from the amolo, that this world, which is tachas hazman, store up for Olam Haba, which is lamayla limit hazman. Live Olam Haba dik in this world. And that's what the Chazal go back. Mitzvah. If you're poigim in the middle of zrizus, it's not just something peripheral. You don't have this maila. You're not a chosid. You're not a kodesh. It's a felt of the pegam in the etzem. In the etzem mitzvah. Hello. Okay. That's pshat. I have no time to elaborate. That's the orologin. The Ebrish gives us the time watch. We become balabatim over time. That's what you understand going back. Why is I said before many rayas, Nisan is to make simcha. You know when you have simcha? There's no simcha in this world. The Eibishter is not sameach boilomi. As Rabbi Kotler once said, how could a part of the Bria be sameach in a world where the boira ulam is not besimcha? Mashiach will come, it says, Yismach Hashem b'maisim. Yismach is Mashiach, I said a few weeks ago. Right? So what's pshat? When is the biggest yontif of simcha? If I ask you. Sukkah. The Raisa. I don't see Purim Michael. Simcha Yaseiru, Rambam says, yeah? What is the Simcha of Sukkah? What is the root word of the word Sukkah? Like Sorah, Yisko, Socha Baruch HaKadosh. By Sukkah it says, Shem Yisham Shoyevim Ruach HaKadosh. What is Ruach HaKadosh? One of the Tzroyim of the Gemara and Shabbos of Lament for Ruach HaKadosh, for Neviyas, is what? And Neviyah is only Shoyer Rebbe Zerich, Simcha. Why Simcha? Because this world is a world of pain, of suffering, of anguish. How could you be besimcha? Shechidus and Golos. You could only be besimcha if you transcend the here and now, the hoiva, and you're able to tap into the osid. Who is the person who taps in, who sees the osid in the hoiva? A novi. That's his business. He sees the future in the present. A Jew be'etzem, being a chelek al mimalus neshama, is connected to the past, the present, and the future all at once. I'll give you just a mosh. Ramatul Suchiner says, "Say for Oyster Gleini Divertir." Who do you think about that? Everyone knows the Gemara said at the beginning of Avi Dezora that the also love him, Mashiach Matkum. You know, be Gvalt. The Goyim will say, "Eibishter Tnol on a Roish." Right, give us a mitzvah. Unfair, right? Favoritism. So the Eibishter Shuitim Sheba Oylem. Mishitarach Be'er Shabbos Yichul. says, Afal Pikain, the Eibush will give us a mitzvah. What mitzvah will he give us? Mitzvah Kali, Eishli, Sukkishma. Everyone will go and schlep boards, whatever, Lurish Gaga, whatever. The Eibush will take the Qadr, the Chamuk, the Kuvus Tammuz. They'll all be buyed besukkah and they'll get lost. They'll scram. They'll beat it. Right? And then they'll get their just desserts, as we say in America. Yeah, though? Says the Gemara, how in the world is the Eibush give them the mitzvah? It says in Pasuk, Hayyoyim Asoyisom, Ulmachar Aschar. What they can do? There's no bechir anymore. So he says a beautiful word. Just like a yid today could sit in a sukkah, has mantil chaseinu. I see suffering around me because a yid could transcend and go in the hoiva, connect to the osid. The Eibush will ask in the period which is the mocha, the kabbal schorim, which you can't be soivel anything which is hepech kedusha whatever. Let's see if you tap into the time of hayom lasoisim. In the future, tap into what now is the present. Go backwards. Yidin could do it, because you could celebrate Pesach and sit by the Seder and say, Ki ilu hu atzma yotza ashavi mitzray. Bavreze osa Hashem li. Right? Or goy can't do it, because the goy is connected to Zman, to Elam Hazza, and the Yid is connected to what? Elam Hazza. Speaking of time. The Iker is from Parshas Achidish to learn that a Yid is l'mayla min hazman. I don't mean just being to pick. The Yid has to have the she'ifa for Geula, she'ifa for Yeshua. The she'ifa is something hechers, right? And then we're zeicha that as the pasuk says, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloich. Then you can be matching Mashiach. When a Yid is able to connect past, present, and future, then we're zeicha the eskalus of Malchus Shemayim in the world, and we can see the Yeshua is the chayrus for all of ourselves.
Oh,
huh? What? Chazal, what? Okay.
My son, in Lebanon, he lived in the vision.